SBS Filipino.
Sinimula ng gobyerno ng Australia ang isang bagong pakete ng tulong pinansyal para sa pag-aalaga ng mga bata. Samantalang sisimulan pa ito sa darating na Hulyo, maaari nang maghanda ang mga magulang upang maging mas madali ang paglilipat. Mula sa ulat na tinipo ni Audrey Bourget, narito ang pagsasali namin sa ating wika. Mula sa pangalawa ng Hulyo, ang kasalukuyang child care benefit at child care rebate ay aalisin at papalitan ng bagong child care subsidy. Diretsyong babayaran ang mga nagbibigay ng serbisyo sa pag-aalaga ng mga kabataan. Ipinaliwanag ni Ministro Simon Birmingham ng Edukasyon at Pagsasanay na ang bagong sistema ay mas magiging simple para sa mga magulang.
We understand that the childcare system can be difficult for people to navigate, and especially perhaps people from language backgrounds other than English, which is why we're undertaking this simplification with a single new childcare subsidy. But importantly, we want to help people to be able to work the hours that suit them, the days that suit them.
Karamihan sa mga magulang ay magiging mas mabuti kapag sinimula na ang childcare subsidy. Sa kasalukuyan, maraming pamilya ang tumatanggap ng child care rebate ng hanggang 7,500 dolyar lamang bawat taon bawat bata. Simula sa Hulyo, mawawala na ang hangganan sa child care subsidy na tinatanggap ng mga pamilya. Sinabi ni Senador Birmingham na gusto ng gobyernong masiguro na ang halaga ng pag-aalaga ng mga bata ay hindi pipigil sa mga magulang upang makapagtrabaho.
Far too many families I've heard either hit this $7,500 cap and run out of assistance to meet their childcare bills partway through the year and are then really struggling or are working fewer hours as a result of it. So this will eliminate those sorts of inconveniences and help empower people and families to work the hours that suit them, the days that suit them, and know that the childcare support will be there for them.
Si Samantha Page ang punong tagapagpaganap ng Early Childhood Australia. Sinabi niya na makikinabang ng husto ang mga pamilyang may parehong magulang na nagtatrabaho mula sa bagong paraan ng childcare.
For most parents that have regular work, so both parents are working and their work is pretty stable, they will probably be better off. And they'll be better off for a number of reasons. One is that the childcare subsidy is a bit more generous. The other is that the $7,500 cap per year that applied to the childcare rebate is lifted for a lot of parents, so that they won't run out of subsidy the way they have been in recent years. So for most parents who are both working, they will be better off or about the same.
Ang halagang matatanggap ng bawat pamilya ay base sa uri ng serbisyo ng pag-aalaga, ang pinagsamang sweldo ng pamilya at ang level ng gawain ng mga magulang. Upang makatanggap ng pinakamataas na tulong, kailangan nagtatrabaho ang mga magulang ng ilang araw bawat linggo o kaya'y gumagawa ng iba at awtorisadong trabaho. Itinagdag ni Senador Birmingham na kasama sa gawaing susuriin ay ang pag-aaral, paghanap ng trabaho at pagbabakasyon sa pag-aalaga.
So the activity test is broad, volunteering in terms of in volunteering in your children's school or volunteering in your local childcare or early learning center or volunteering in a range of other settings would qualify, as well as training and studying. So it's not just about work, but it is about making sure that overall we're targeting childcare subsidies to people who really need it to be able to engage in the type of activities that we want people to be active in our society doing.
Samantalang may bentahe ang mga magulang na may permanenteng trabaho, sinabi ni Samantha Fades na ang pamilyang may isa lamang na nagtatrabaho ng permanente ay maaaring tumanggap ng bawas sa kanilang subsidy sa ilalim ng plano.
If one or both parents are in casual work, or contract, or fluctuating economies where they might have work for a couple of weeks and then nothing for a couple of weeks, those parents will potentially be negatively affected by the activity test. It's really important that they understand how that will impact on them.
Upang makatanggap ng pinakamalaki o mas mataas na halaga ng subsidy, sinabi ni Samantha Page na kailangang maghanda ng maaga ang mga magulang.
What they can do is perhaps enroll in some study or sign up as a volunteer or ask for their income to be averaged over, so particularly people in casual work can ask for their income to be averaged over a 3-month period so that they can continue to receive a subsidy and so their children can continue to attend early learning.
Kung nagtatanong kayo kung paano maaapektuhan ang inyong pamilya, ipinaliwanag ni Senator Birmingham na nagbibigay ang gobyerno ng mga online estimator.
So I would encourage people to go online and to visit education.gov.au/childcarepackage. That's the great spot for people to get information about what it means for them. We have published an online estimator that people can look at and see how it will impact particularly their family circumstances and in the vast majority of cases, how much extra support their family is going to receive.
Idinagdag niya na tatanggap ang mga magulang ng karagdagang impormasyon sa lalong madaling panahon.
They will receive further information over the coming weeks if they're currently already in the childcare system. They'll get information from the government about the steps that they'll need to take ahead of July the 2nd to make sure all of their details and information are up to date so that it is a smooth and seamless transition for them into this new scheme of childcare support.
Para malaman kung paanong ang mga pagbabago ay makakaapekto sa inyong pamilya at para makagamit ng estimator, magtungo online sa education.gov.au/childcarepackage.
sbs.com.au/Filipino